The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 2nd of August 2016. And by the way, if you're calling into the network at the 800-724-2719, it's being forwarded over to the call-in line. Which is okay, because that'll still go to Mike if you're going to make a donation today by way of credit card. Man, I hope this is not any indication of what Vonage is going to do for us in the future here. And once they get it right and we get everything picked correctly and put into place, it's going to save this network about $800 a month. So... you know, is it worth $1.298? Well, it's going to cost us about $298 a month versus $1,100. We'll make it right. Former RNC chair, and again, these are people on the inside. I mean, these are true insiders, the true politicos in this country, that came out just recently and says the elites want Trump to lose. A man who knows the GOP establishment from the inside confirmed Monday that the Republican elites are out to trip up Trump and warned the GOP nominee to avoid their duplicitous traps. By the way, as a side note, I'm watching, what the heck's her name, Regan, the intelligence report on Fox Business today. And she was interviewing Mike Huckabee and asked the question, well, are you going to pull your support for Donald Trump? The only thing he could do about that was laugh. And he said, absolutely not. For those that are half good or maybe only half bad, they're secretly hoping. And what I'm hearing more and more of, if you do your own personal poll with people to avoid any controversy, which this whole election is supposed to be about, oh, the iconoclast clashing. The crazy Donald Trump, the unpredictable, the unprofessional Donald Trump going up against the polished Secretary of State and former senator and former come on, man. Hillary is nothing but a big bag of bones that the only thing she knows how to do is lie and continue to lie. He said, I firmly believe a lot of these folks do not want to see the man elected, former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele said on Monday on the Laura Ingraham show. I know for a fact because I've been in the conversations with people who say, well, we can lose this one and get it back in 4 years. Steele, who was a former lieutenant governor of Maryland and also the RNC chair from 2009 to 2011, is familiar with these GOP elites and their hesitancy with Trump. As RNC chair, he brushed shoulders with many of the party's top donors, power brokers, and consultants, they like to call them, the same people who have the most to lose from anti-status quo Trump presidency. Steele's comments came on the heels of a fresh round of false outrage from the establishment figures in the party. I cannot emphasize enough how deeply I disagree with Mr. Trump's statement, Senator John McCain said Monday, of Trump's escalating back and forth with Democratic National Convention Speaker Khazir Khan. I hope Americans understand that the remarks do not represent the views of our Republican Party, its officers, or candidates. You know what, Mr. McCain? Everybody has recognized you as being a spoiled boy. False war hero, by the way. Almost lit your ship on fire and sent her to the bottom. And everybody's identified you as being a whacked-out neocon. So, Mr. McCain, who are you talking to? The people that are on their way out. And if you really want to straighten out those arms there, well, keep trying to hold back the hands of time, because it's literally going to rip them right out of the sockets. These people like McCain just absolutely make me sick. Little sarcasm there. Khazir Khan, whose son was killed in action in Iraq in 2004, spoke at the DNC last week and heavily criticized Trump for his comments concerning Muslim immigration. Trump fell for the establishment bait and poised the question of why Khan's wife was present for the speech but didn't speak. The incident let the media and the Clinton campaign assert Trump didn't care about the sacrifice of his son and the GOP elites to distance themselves from the party's nominee, whom they are hoping fails. The list of who exactly among the ranks of the GOP elites are hoping for a Trump collapse were not hard to find Monday. They were quick to condemn Trump's gaffe. While our party has bestowed upon him the nomination, it's not accompanied by an unfettered license to defame those who are the best among us, McCain said. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also jumped at the chance to distance himself from Trump. You know, that's what we're hoping, Mr. McConnell, that you'll distance yourself so far you'll find yourself offshore in a foreign country where you belong. All Americans should value the patriotic service of the patriots who volunteer to selflessly defend us in the armed services. And I've long made clear I agree with the Khans and the families across the country that a travel ban on all members of a religious or of a certain religion is simply contrary to American values. You already heard, ladies and gentlemen, in the last hour of this program, that this is a script. This is intentional to further enhance and give control to the police state here in America without a shred of doubt. And Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, Susan Collins of Maine all followed suit, along with Ohio Governor John Kasich and former Governor Jeb Bush. The unexciting Jeb Bush and John Kasich, which backed out on his pledge. You know, I guess we can add him to the liar list like Hillary is, because he pledged, whoever the nominee was, to support them. And he has not. He is one of their establishment men. Just because he looks a little goofy and he sits down to eat and he shoves half a pizza in his face at a time doesn't make him human, in my book. He's holding on to the last vestiges of the power brokers that have had a firm grip in this country for so many years. He's hoping that Donald Trump does not become president. Mr. Kasich, what I would be worried about is yourself if Mr. Trump becomes president. And people like you are not going to matter. All the crooks and the criminals of the past are not going to matter anymore. And Mr. Kasich, I don't think you have anything to worry about of going down in the annals of history of being one of the country's great patriots. I don't think you have to worry about that. Go eat some pizza, dude. These Republican talking heads are a major roadblock to Trump's success, according to Steele. Both the Democrats and our political establishment are conflating that these issues around Donald Trump to further a negative narrative. He cautioned that going forward, Trump needs to watch for political traps set by the elites and sidestep them to keep the heat on Clinton. By the way, that was the narrative in the news today, that the people that were pro-Trump, they've all said the same thing. They're not reading off a script that was just common sense. They're going to try to attack Trump's weakness, and that is saying what's on his mind. Is he politically correct? I don't think he can ever be accused of being that. Is what he's saying, what he said at the RNC, his acceptance speech? Go watch it again, folks. Instead of watching an old rerun of Barney Fife or I Love Lucy, go watch that RN speech again. The more you listen to it, the more that you're going to learn of this man's intention. And I firmly believe this, that along with his wall building, you know, that's the subject matter. When you talk politics, you always go to the subject matter that people are most aware of. And that's with this unfettered immigration, actually illegal alien invasion, but it's not Mexico. We got Syrians here now. We've got Hondurans. We've got everybody that could get into Mexico and walk across the border. There is, I just read recently, even on the Border Patrol's website, it gives clues and tips how not to be detained by Border Patrol. I kid you not. This tells you the depth of this planned invasion of America and the continuation of its police state. If Donald Trump plays less to the traps that are set for him, he can lock this thing down, Steele said. Donald Trump is an asymmetrical candidate who will push back and will push back hard. Steele said the bipartisan effort to doom Trump from the establishment means the grassroots needs to do more than ever to get his potent message out of change, of change out, above the fray. What we need to do is help him, support him, and try to avoid those obvious tracks and attacks and push that message that I think is very powerful on freedom and economic opportunity, because that's what the country is looking for right now. Now, I was surprised by the frank message here by the former RNC chairman, Mr. Michael Steele, being so frank about the GOP and its machinations. Stay on message, Mr. Trump. Don't take the bait and don't get sidetracked. Trump is 100% correct on issues that are important to most Americans. Ergo, illegal aliens, jobs being outsourced by unfair trade treaties, jobs taken by H-1 visa foreigners, law and order, Obamacare, the list goes on and on and on. Shall it be so? If we make it so. What I look for them to do, they're going to try to fix the vote here. And Trump has already come out and said, as a matter of fact, I should bring that story to light, because Trump has already said they're going to try to fix the November elections. He is already 3 months ahead of these characters. And it is going to be most important. And what I started to say, I tried to say this twice now. Let me just stop and say it. Most people that you talk to, in order to avoid any kind of fray whatsoever, they're being very mum about who they're going to vote for. The people that are going to vote for Trump aren't telling other people they're going to vote for Trump. Now, I guess that is kind of a self-protective thing, but it's also kind of a it's like a prophecy that you're going to make come true. I think as time moves on, you're going to see this little bump, as they call it, for the DNC and Mrs. Clinton. You know, the polls show that she's up some 6-7 points. Well, what I think they're going to try to do is keep this thing pretty much neck and neck. I think they're going to try a replay of George Bush and, well, you get the idea, Chad's chits and all that other stuff. Yeah, let's create the illusion. Let's create this over here. In the meantime, we can continue to fix the vote. But what I think may happen here, they keep saying, well, the blacks and Latinos aren't going to vote for Trump. What? They don't like to eat? The cupboard's bare, Mother Hubbard. How many more EBT cards can you recharge with the debt ever escalating? And if you think the debt's going to go down under Hillary Clinton, many are projecting if she gets into office by the end of just her first four-year term. Oh, first, did I say that? Oh. The national debt will be upwards of $30 trillion. It's already at 22, so she only has to add $8 trillion to that. Obama has run up more debt than every president before him. Combined, lying about the jobs. Let me hear you, Hillary, say how you're going to create jobs in this country. Let me hear it. It ain't there. You're just going to keep hearing over and over how unqualified Donald Trump is. Well, I've got a question for you, lady. If you're so qualified, why are things so screwed up? You had your chance as being state senator. You had your chance. What did you do with that? Obama today with a guy from Indonesia, forgive me, I forget his name, and I don't really, quite frankly, think it's important enough to even remember. But he's at the White House today talking about the trade with Indonesia and how we're going to partner and how we're going to fight terrorism and do all these other things. And then he brought up the Mac Daddy that nobody at that press conference even challenged Obama on, and he talked about TPP and the importance of that going through, that he's pushing real hard for that without looking like he is panicked. And how dangerous is that subject matter? Well, you've heard Hillary Clinton, and I don't even know who's the squinty-eyed, smiley-eyed dude that is the vice president there. I don't even know who the hell he is, and I don't care. They're both, oh, no, we're against a TPP in a pig's eye. You know, what is it going to take for people that are on the Democratic side that have watched failure after failure after failure? Let me tell you something. There has been a lot of people in this country that they've been led down a primrose path under the guise of humanitarianism and love, we love you so much, created the perpetual welfare state to literally enslave people and, more importantly, their minds or their will to resist the free money they're getting. We have created a permanent underclass in this country. And again, let me suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm serious about this. Oh, I heard that once. No, you need to go back again and listen to what Donald Trump said at the acceptance speech at the RNC. You need to listen to it again because he alludes to the thing of what he's going to do in the inner cities. He's already talking about it. This racial divide that these medias are so keen on helping to create, rather than peaceful understanding and reconciliation. And let's really get down to the meat of the matter. No. More contention, more friction. A house divided cannot stand, can it? That's what they're counting on. How important is this election coming up? It defies description. That's how important it is. It literally, from my standpoint, it defies description. Senator Lindsey Graham. This limp-wristed faggot, excuse me, I'm sorry for using such harsh language, but it is true. A little effeminate neocon. I guarantee you, you get Lindsey Graham in a uniform and put him on the front lines, you'd see Hinkle-Schlitz and Underhausen like you've never seen. Jawohl! All right, let's take the break. 800-313-9443 is... When you call the office number, it's routing over to the call-in number. Is the call-in number working? Why don't you try that one? If you call in the call-in number, it might ring on the office phone now. We'll get it together, folks. Big discount coming our way. Instead of paying $1,100 a month, $800. I'm sorry, $300.
Iodine that you can really trust, a medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Michael, what is that number that will directly ring to the office phone?
512-246-9549, and then you can dial extension 3.
At that point, that'll connect you directly to the office phone. What's happening here is I think they ported our 800 number over to our other 800 number. So if you want to make a donation today, and it just gives you the standard menu? Okay. 512-246-9549, folks. We got about a half hour left here. I don't want to take this pledge drive network-wide, but I will if I have to, but we're asking for your help here. So give us a call, 512-246-9549. One more time. John, I can just hear you. John, slow down. I'm the same way, folks. People will go, oh, here's my number, and they start rattling off like you were sitting there poised with pencil or pen in hand to start writing the minute their lips parted. Doesn't work that way. 512-246-9549, 9549, 246-512, area code 246-9549. And the call into the program today, 800 313-9443. That one is ported, and that one works. Stop it, Mike. You're going to make me start laughing again. God. Well, hey, why should we be 100% correct when the world's so screwed up? I mean, wouldn't that be an anomaly that people couldn't grasp? Well. Mr. D'Souza was just recently on Fox News, the Kelly File, and folks, I'm no fan of Megyn Kelly by any stretch of the imagination. She's a lawyer, number one. She's a gold digger, number two. And, you know, I guess there's different ways of pimping or whoring yourself out, and she's found the perfect one. But she did this interview. It's a quick clip from Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary Clinton 2016 that was not included in the theatrical release. Bear with me.
A new film about Mrs. Clinton became the highest-grossing documentary so far this year. In a just-released clip from Hillary's America, filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza explores a claim often heard from Democrats that the Republican Party is racist.
I want to name some prominent people who have been involved with America's racial history, and I'd like you to tell me simply if they were Republicans or if they were Democrats.
Okay.
Let's begin with the inventor of the positive good school of slavery, the idea that slavery was a good idea, Senator John C. Calhoun.
Democrat.
What about the writer of the Dred Scott decision authorizing slavery and claiming that blacks have no rights that a white man ought to respect, Roger Taney?
That sounds like a Democrat.
What about the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, Nathan Bedford Forrest, who is also a Confederate general?
Democrat.
Let's now talk about a few more figures in American history who resisted racial oppression. Abraham Lincoln.
Republican.
His Secretary of State, Seward.
Republican.
What about the two leading senators who championed the cause of abolitionism, Thaddeus Stevens and Sumner?
Well, they were Republicans.
What about Frederick Douglass, the runaway slave who became a champion of the abolitionist movement?
Republican. Well, there you have it. Dinesh D'Souza is a documentary filmmaker and creator of Hillary's America, the smash success thus far. Dinesh, great to see you. So why are you releasing this now?
Because I think most people don't know this stuff, Megan. I think that if you asked most Americans, and most black Americans in particular, which was the party of slavery, segregation, and the Ku Klux Klan, they would say that's probably the Republican Party. But the truth is that that was the Democratic Party. It has a very sordid history. It's never acknowledged it. It's never made any restitution for it. It's never apologized for it. What it really has done is taken the blame for what it did and put it on the South or put it on America.
So how did the narrative start to change in this country such that so many people just say, oh, those Republicans, they're racist?
Well, part of it is that the Democrats have put forward this idea of a big switch. And the idea is that the Democrats became racially enlightened in the 1960s, and all the racists became Republicans. Now, this notion of a big switch is completely fictional. It rests on one guy, Strom Thurmond, who was, in fact, a Democrat, a racist Democrat. He did become a Republican. But all the other racist Democrats, hundreds of them, we put actually in the film a list of 1,500 racist Democrats on the screen, less than 1% of them switch to the Republican Party. So the big switch is actually, Megan, a big lie.
You know, affirmative action is one issue on the Republicans, on which the Republicans generally object and the Democrats generally favor it. That's something that some folks use as evidence of, you know, a racial bias on the part of the Republicans.
But it really isn't, because if you think about it, the affirmative action is really a form of racial preference. Now, the Democratic Party had racial preferences for whites for many, many decades. Now they have racial preferences for blacks. Both are equally opportunistic. They had the racial preferences for whites to maintain the Democratic Party as the party of white supremacy in the South. Now they're doing it to basically buy votes. In either case, it's cynical exploitation. It's not really a principled stance.
Last question. Do you ever sneak into the back of the movie theater theater and watch your own movie?
I do, and the sight of people just standing up and applauding at the end and tears streaming around their cheeks, Megan, it's the most beautiful feeling in the world.
And then do you sneak out, or do you proudly walk the aisles like Dinesh D'Souza?
All right, enough of... See how superficial? Gosh, if you're going to pimp yourself out, at least have some class, lady. We'll be back.
Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Song has been done and redone, but that is one of the best renditions I've ever heard. Mama Mayhem and Papa Mayhem. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. I caught your second hour. I missed the first hour. I was out doing stuff, but I'm listening to all this, and I think we're in a time of incredible flux, and the last person of prominence who wanted to make changes or change the CIA and make silver certificates and do some different things was on his own at that moment in history, and we know the results of that. So if this is for real and if we're going to actually move forward on this track, it's going to take every single one of us who listens to the shows, who knows the network, who knows people who they're bringing into the network. If we don't all get together, the agenda is going to do the same thing they did to Kennedy, and we're going to be screwed again.
Well, and I'm in agreement with you, but this is now, that was then. Back in the early 60s, when Kennedy became president, we were still in the land of Nod. You know, Democrats were Democrats, and Republicans were Republicans, and we didn't have communism and socialism barking at us from every direction. And nobody saw this one coming. What he did, ordering the Treasury to print those United States notes instead of the Federal Reserve notes, the public wouldn't have imagined the difference. I mean, they wouldn't know why Kennedy did that. There's one slight difference now. Since that time, November 22nd, 1963, we've been to hell and back, and they're telling us we can have a free ride if we want to go around on the carousel again. No, thank you. This time,
well, and I totally agree.
This time, Mike, people will go into this with their eyes wide open and the reason why it's being done.
And I think that's why your broadcast, this broadcast, and last Monday's broadcast with Ralph are so important for people to share with those who are kind of understanding, but they don't really get it. Because it's literally going to take all of us. Like it took 3% the first time. It's going to take at least 3%, which is 90 million Americans. Or no, I'm sorry, 9 million Americans are going to have to stay on board and keep track of this thing as we go forward. And I just wanted to applaud you for your last 35, 40 minutes of broadcast, because it's very, very important for people.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mike.
Yep, take care, buddy.
Okay, thank you, sir. Trump says the November U.S. presidential election is going to be rigged. He sees this one coming. Donald Trump says November's U.S. presidential election is going to be rigged, making the claim twice on Monday. He also called his rival, Hillary Clinton, the devil, adding that the system was also rigged against Bernie Sanders. Bernie understands that, so do the people who are going to vote for Bernie. Donald Trump says November's U.S. presidential election is going to be rigged, making the claim twice on Monday. He's come out and said this. He said, I'm afraid the election is going to be rigged. I have to be honest about this. The Republican nominee told the crowd, as cited by the AP. He added that he's been hearing more and more that the election may not be contested fairly, though he did not give any further details. Here is Trump on the issue of the general election could be rigged.
And Bernie, poor Bernie, he looks so upset. He, you know what? He made a mistake. He shouldn't have made a deal. Sometimes he lost. First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest. Because I think my side was rigged. If I didn't win by massive landslides, I mean, think of what we won in New York and Indiana, California, 78%. That's with other people in the race. But think of it. I hear more and more that the election on November 8th. Can you believe we're almost there?
Almost there. It's going to be rigged. And he's a smart guy. He said, I hope the Republicans get out here and watch very closely, because I think we are going to win this election. We will see.
Pizza Hut's big flavor difference.
I'm sorry, kill that. And I'll kill this in here. Your damn pop-ups, they won't pop up when they're supposed to, and you can't wait and put it in silence mode and until I'm sold a $13 pizza from whatever, choke and puke. All right. Okay, and it just disappeared once it's over with the commercial. And it tells me the browser does not support video playback. Well, guess what? It played the commercial. 800-313-9443. We got a few minutes left in the broadcast today if you want to chime in. There is a lot of confusion out there, a lot of fear. And you know what? We're just going to have to put that aside. Steel your resolve. Reject that. That is what is counterproductive. Keep your eye on the ball and just keep moving forward. You know, there's a million and one reasons why a person might be distracted in their mission. And I've always considered this to be a mission. And it's an ongoing one. And folks, to be honest with you, I think the true credo for a real patriot is to be ever vigilant. And to relax enough to enjoy that which the creator of the universe has given us. But to be guarded. Anything worth having is worth somebody else stealing. Mainstream media has been chiming in saying, well, you know, don't look over there. Just keep moving. There's nothing to see here. Donald Trump can't do anything about, well, he doesn't have any experience. Well, I'll tell you the one thing the American people haven't experienced in a long time. And that's for any politician to tell the average American the plain and simple truth. Via the Daily Bell, global disorder from Donald Trump to the South China Sea. The belligerence of domestic politics is spilling onto the world stage. Take a harder look and some uncomfortable patterns emerge. Rising nationalism. Ooh, uncomfortable. Rising nationalism. Identity politics. Disdain for the institutions. And a fracturing of the rules-based international system. Governments have lost control and citizens' faith. The belligerence in domestic politics spills over on the global stage. This is not quite a Hobbesian world, but the direction of travel is evident. The Financial Times wrote that. The elites controlling propaganda is failing, though. This article that appeared recently in the Financial Times is a perfect summary of both elite memes and their increasing malfunction. Here's the important part of the paragraph. The populist credo replaces patriotism with nationalism. Wait a minute. The populist credo replaces patriotism with nationalism? I thought patriotism was nationalism. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get out my Orwellian dictionary. And promotes contempt for traditional institutions. Anyone styled an expert is in cahoots with the elites. Everyone has a right to produce their own facts. Yeah. Ask Hillary. You see, the misinformation is not being gratefully received anymore. We pointed them out in the past. Brexit politics. Elites set up new conflict between populism and globalism as chaos looms. Now, did we ever think we would see the day when the New York Times would willingly acknowledge a battle over globalization? This is what happened, folks, and I'm telling you, they did it across the medias after the Brexit vote. Now, right on the heels of Cameron saying, hell, I'm out of here before I get lynched. And they woefully and very reluctantly kind of made a little nod to those conspiracy theorists out there about the New World Order. The mainstream media usually doesn't acknowledge globalism as an issue, like central banking is simply an asserted as a fact, as natural as the air as we breathe. You know, it's natural and normal and healthy, like two men copulating. That's natural. That's, you know, hey, what are you doing? Everybody has the right to be a pervert. Well, yeah, but you don't promote it publicly. You don't adopt it as a policy. A public policy through government and the government-controlled schools. You don't do it. I got late breaking news for everybody. Lesbianism and homosexuality have been around since man himself. Okay? But the problem becomes when you promote it as being normal, natural, and healthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay, well, you don't only accept the God thing, you know. Well, okay, that's fine. But what about natural law? How about that one? Can two men copulating produce a child? No, I don't think so. Can two women doing the same? Can they? No, they can't. See, they gotta reluctantly go back to the natural law to do that which they cannot, which makes it something other than natural, don't it? Yeah. Here's an interesting reversal. A Bloomberg editorial that blows up the powerful dominant social theme. The technocrat is a white knight of the modern age, going wherever the need for his services the most acute. Such technocrats rarely fail according to the mainstream media. Or when they do, it's not reported. The emergent international state is to build on corporatism and be populated by the technocratic experts. Big business, the banks, globalization, call it what you will. Give it a name. Are the enemy of the working classes. The rise of populism and contempt for experts, according to the Financial Times, is leading to active dislike for big business, the banks, and globalization. Well, we too have problems with populism. But as we pointed out, globalism is being set up as an alternative to populism. Western elites obviously have in mind contrasting the smooth technocracy of globalism and with raucous simplifications of populism in order to make the case for continued robust internationalism. You lead the opposition, folks. The expert meme is part of this larger, putative, pitiful celebration. I didn't even know putative was a word. Technocratic experts march hand in hand with globalists to create a better new world. Experts are a bottom line necessity because they support the central banking. If one grants that foretelling the future is impossible, then central banking itself becomes unjustifiable. And the central banking, this has always stuck in my head, Michael Rivero, all wars are bankers' wars. Central banking provides the war chest for globalism. Without the ability to print money at will, internationalism is defunded. And yet, there are no experts, or not the ones that can foretell the future. Sorry. Over time, it is impossible to anticipate the future because people will not necessarily travel in one direction, but will adapt their behavior as necessary. That's why, most notably, Thomas Malthus was wrong when he predicted starvation in Britain in the late 1700s. He saw the population was growing faster than the food supply and predicted starvations when the lines crossed. But it didn't happen because people started to plant gardens instead of waiting to starve. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing? Let me use my intelligence and my ingenuity and some sweat equity. You know, I've often said this. You know, given a little plot of land and a fishing pole, I'd be hard-pressed to be starved to death. You know that? You know, I may not like eating fish 24/7, but give me a fishing pole and let me go up to a state like Michigan that's surrounded by a couple of different lakes. And whether I'm sitting on the dock of the bay in a nice summer evening fishing, or I have to go drill a hole in the ice when it's 5 degrees above zero, I will not starve. Government programs, laws, economic and military projections based on predictions of human activity are all at least to some degree invalidated by the ironclad reality of human action. Now, you can't really predict the future because people won't always act the way you expect them to, but will react in ways that you hadn't anticipated. Larger corporations are the inevitable outcome of patent law. corporate personhood and central banking, remove three legs of the stool, and big business would undergo a thoroughly deserved collapse. Are you thinking Donald Trump here? Not all the above is known to those who are currently registering their discontent about the current system, but enough is known that people are increasingly having a healthy hatred of the system as it has evolved. And by the way, I was explaining to my friend the other day about this closing window. He said, yeah, but he says, as that window's closing, the people that are educating themselves, the power is growing. And I said, yes, but there is a limited time. And we were talking about the internet, and I said, that's a double-edged sword. You can find as much junk on the internet as you can good stuff on the internet. That's why it's important to have people that experience around that have been doing this for a number of years so they can call foul when they see it. Bill, I'll take your call after the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
The Financial Times lamenting that people are increasingly disgusted with their promoted untruths. You know, who has to stand to lose the most? That's exactly right. You guessed it. Bill in New Jersey. Hello, Bill.
Hello, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling in after I heard Mike call in about the 3% of us out here that are really knowing what's going on. Well, I think all of us that are the 3% have to try real hard in the next couple of months and tell everybody, Quick Checks, food store. Whenever you get, we all get to open our mouths because we can't wait for the election to get stolen from us and then fight about it. You know, we just got to come do it.
Yeah, ask Ron and Paul about that.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
You know, I mean, I had a customer today, woman Republican, sure talking Trump with me, but, you know, wouldn't bring it up till I did. And then goes and tells me that all her girlfriends on Facebook are Hillary. Oh, you got to vote for Hillary because she's a woman. And I say, so what do you do? She goes, oh, I don't want to say anything. Well, I say, there's the problem. Come on. So I give her a bunch of crap, and I think that convinced her to have a little bit of a backbone. But you got to keep pushing for a couple months and see what happens.
Well, you know, and I obviously we're both male. But what is the reasoning that you must vote for somebody because she's got an innie instead of an outie? What is the thought process there?
Same one with Obama a few years back. You know, the blacks, even though some of them didn't like him, you know, it didn't matter. You know, if I'm an Irishman. If an Irish guy was going for it, maybe I would do that, but probably not because, you know, mostly American now.
Well, we don't vote by sex. I mean, if there was a woman that was available, since everybody's been conditioned, I am woman and I am powerful. If there was a woman that was running that was better than Donald Trump, would you vote for her?
Of course so. I always wanted to vote for a non-politician. I'm surprised that the man I'm with now was Trump. I always look for somebody that wasn't in the hookup, but hey, that's what we got. He sounds like he'll do it, so let's go full board. Everybody out there, start opening your mouths, and even if you got to take a few smirks, we got to do it for a couple months.
Well, and you know what? I think, Bill, you're exactly correct. And I think that I'm also, and I'm having a small group of people just poll their friends and at their businesses like you did, just, you know, quietly and gently asking people, you know, how are you going to vote? You know, some will admit, I'm going to vote for Trump. But most of them will look at you and give you this feigned, you know, confusion look and say, well, I just don't know. Yeah, I think they already know. And I think a lot of these people, just to avoid the fray of saying Trump, they'll just say, well, I don't know. But I think Trump is correct in this. You know, let's make it a landslide. That's the only reason why he got to where he is right now, and he is the nominee for the Republican Party, is because it was just, he just told everybody, hey, full tilt boogie here. And he broke some records.
They have to fix them pretty good. For instance, if you try and post anti-Hillary thing on Facebook, it only comes back to your page, so it looks like you posted it.
Right.
But if you go on your friend's computer, they never got it. And you wonder, how come I didn't get any likes or that? No downs, no nothing. Well, that's what happens.
Boy, I'll tell you, how desperate is that to try to control public opinion by the omission of people's thoughts? Tells you how scared they are. Hey, Bill, I've got to run. I've got to run.
Hey,
the
man, great job. Keep up the good work.
I will. I will certainly do it. With a little help from our friends out there, we'll continue. You can call into the network and make a donation, folks. 512-246-9549, extension 1 or extension 3, either or. We would greatly appreciate it. Or go to our website and donate via PayPal. We would greatly appreciate it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.